to advertise, email podcast@thisisvechi.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Boy, it feels good to be back home.
Yeah, you're going to miss on the road, Ndoda.
Yeah, man. You don't know what you have until it's gone.
Hey.
I missed the studio, man.
Ish, Mashabela studio.
We are back. How would you rate the tour so far, man?
So far. How many have we done?
We've done KZN.
KZN, Bloem, Polokwane, Kapa.
And
four.
Cape Town, yeah.
Oh, I'd say there is seven. Okay, eight.
Rate them from...
Best to worst.
Best to worst.
Best would be...
For you.
Bloem and Cape Town are the best.
Mm-hmm.
Durban, the worst.
Whoa.
Because of in Durban, we didn't do the podcast. We just spoke to Ngizwe.
Yeah.
And also, he didn't come to the party. That's another thing. It would have been kick-ass. So a lot of people left unhappy because the guest and the viewers, the chillers, the guest was like, how? Dude, why did you come then if you don't want to talk? And then...
Yeah, a lot of chillers from Durban are saying we robbed them.
Yes, exactly. And... We didn't do the podcast, like talk about stuff and get the guest's opinion on stuff as well. You know what I mean? Like general stuff and conversations, which is the podcast. And that's what podcasting is. So that's the worst. And then in the middle would be Polokwane. So I'd give Durban and Cape Town 8s. I'd give KZN 5 and I'd give PLK a 6. Hence, we get to a 7. Overall.
And then you, Ghosty?
I would say my number one would be Bloem. And I'd feel like Cape Town and Polokwane are a tie at number two. And then number three, KZN. Yeah.
At what score?
Do I have to break down the scores?
No, it's fine.
Yeah.
The best, least, the middle is makes sense. It's fine.
Yes. Yeah. For me, so Cape Town and Polokwane are
for me, they were all amazing in their own right, right? Yeah.
Of course. Being in front of chillers is always great.
Yes.
I get there's always like an electricity about it.
But KZN were still rusty. I couldn't hear Saul. There were technical difficulties. And like Saul said, we didn't do the normal show, which what people was expecting. But the crowd was amazing.
Yeah, they were great.
The crowd was great.
Polokwane, I'd say, comes next because I felt like Polokwane crowd was the best so far.
Yeah.
They were rowdy, man. They were a bit unruly at times.
We love unruly.
But that's
not when you're trying to do a podcast in front of the people that are unruly.
Unruly are the better, touch.
Oksana, it was a show.
Wakumbuye la makamu wabambe la makamu.
So I think Polokwane was amazing, except content-wise, I think it was a bit flat. The guest didn't give us much. She just wanted to talk about marriage.
Bro, so, I mean, you can imagine.
Yeah. And then Bloem was amazing. Bloem was yasses. Yeah, Bloem was crazy.
Yeah.
Cape Town. Oh, my word.
Jeez, Cape Town, man.
Yes, it's coming out. I don't know, bro. It's like three floors. Did you see?
And it's so intimate. Like, they're right here. The people are right here. We're right there.
Yeah.
It was the longest we did.
Yes, we went on and on. But apparently, Fat Joe's wife and kids and wife friend left.
Why?
Yeah, because she doesn't watch like any... She doesn't even listen to his shows.
Why did he bring him? Bring her. And then
maybe he thought it would be nice. But 5 minutes in, she's like, okay, this is why I don't watch it. Then she left. But she came back later.
Out of his ass, you're like,
all right, this is why.
And the child is there. Nah, this is not for us. Or maybe because of the child.
Language.
Aha, the child and the language.
Yeah, but I had so much fun, man. Like, you know, you guys know how much I love Fat Joe.
For me,
that was like, yo. It reminded me of, you know, when we did Dame Dash and you got lit.
So
I wasn't fanning out for Dame Dash. I was just drunk. Because we had done like 3 shows a day and we're drinking. Then we went to a studio session, remember?
Yes, yes.
Then from the studio session, I thought we were done. The Dame Dash thing is not happening. Dame Dash is coming through.
Cape Town, there's a point I had 2 beers in my hand.
Yeah.
You didn't even know. How did you get 2 beers in your hand?
Yeah, but you handled it well. You were drunk, but you weren't like drunk that you're incoherent and slurping and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
So next, Rebecca.
Come back.
We are coming for you. This coming Saturday. It's 80% sold out, but I'm guessing by the time this comes out, we'll be sold out.
Dope.
Anyway, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Sopenduke is here, yes. Tibla is here, Ghost Lady is here, Dudu is here, Tato is here! Tato's my nigga, bro.
Yeah?
He gave himself a free visa, the whole tour.
Pango Fasa! Best Tempel! I'm paying me clear to visa. And he's stepping your people. That's one fact she forgot to check.
Yo!
And
now he's giving himself a stamp of approval.
Anyway, Simpiwe is here. Oh, man. So if there's one guy who's got to thank Drake and Kendrick Lamar for their beef, it's P. Diddy, man.
I'm sure there's gonna be cases and momentarily, yeah. But
alright, cool. I need time frames. Where we at right now? What's going on with the beef?
We are at allegedly Universal Music Group, UMG. Told Drake to back down because he's clearly lost the beef. The beef and the allegations made in the beef of pedophilia are
hurting his brand.
Yeah. Massive ramifications on his brand. Remember, he's got a thing with Nike and a sub-label with Nike, and they're hurting that. And obviously, all the stakeholders who are invested within Drake's brand are worried that he's a pedophile. So Universal Music Group, allegedly, there was a meeting between Universal. I think it was some of the companies like Nike that work with Drake. A call with Kendrick, a Zoom thing. Now, this is all alleged. And there's even a video going around where they asked Kendrick to apologize or retract.
No ways.
He was like, hell no. Yeah, there's a video that's going around of him, someone screenshot from the Zoom meeting, and it's like,
so the white people are getting involved now because it's fucking up their bread.
Yeah, he's the imposter. He's the poster
child. Yeah.
Poster child. He's the poster child, you know. Kanye's been saying, though, that he's Lucian's slave. Lucian is the head of Universal Music.
And Kanye would know because he was once the slave.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So, like, that's where we're at with the beef. The songs have stopped coming. Dingy dropped the last song, which was sort of like raising a white flag, throwing in the towel for me.
Yes.
The Hot Pot 6 by Drake.
Yes.
Where he's like, I know you're going to drop another song after this 6 minutes. Fuck, you can drop 100 more.
I'm going on vacation.
Fuck this shit, I'm done. So, by a show of hands, who won?
Kendrick.
Kendrick,
unanimous.
Yeah, it's unanimous.
He wants to say Drake.
Drake is vibing.
What do you mean, people? The anthem is not like us. They're not like us. That's the anthem. That's the vibey anthem.
The
people
one produced vibing. By DJ Mustard, ne?
Yes, yeah, Mustard on the beat.
That one is sick. It's crazy.
That one is nuts.
Yeah, it's nuts.
For me, my take
you wanted,
is...
You wanted a, at, in Cape Town, you wanted a catchy line, a line we can remember.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, trying to strike a chord.
A minor. No.
You got your line.
That's
line.
Hard. That's hard.
That is hard.
That's hard.
And same Drake tried with the you got to be sharp, because B sharp was also a note, right? But it didn't slap. It was like, come on.
Look, man, for me, my take is when they were releasing diss tracks back to back, it was hard to tell. Anyone could have won it at any point. But the last track, like you're saying, was like, no, bro. You shouldn't have released that, man.
And yeah, and if you look at it, oh, by the way, Euphoria and They're Not Like Us, they're like top, like the other one toppled the other one on Apple Top 10.
Mm.
So people are really vibing to the songs. When it first dropped Euphoria, and then it dropped 16 in L.A., those were sort of like warning shots, because he never really got into the thick of things. But I suspect he knew that Drake has got a nuke that he's going to drop, right, in his arsenal. And when he dropped that, it was meant to be Family Matters that actually killed. But now he just literally took the steam out of it by dropping, after how long, an hour, a few minutes later, he dropped Meet the Grams, which was like dark and
gloomy. No, that's disrespectful.
Boogeyman vibe.
No, that was disrespectful.
No,
man.
But he started with a disrespect. He mentioned Whitney's name and he mentioned Drake's kid, you know what I mean? And mentioned that Drake's baby mama is sleeping with Drake's manager or someone in his team. What's it, Dave? What's that guy?
Dave Free,
yeah. You know what I mean? Without a condom. Like, oh, that's like... Can't get more disrespectful than that. So he had to come disrespectful as well.
Is it true? I mean, please can we check the lines? Did Drake really say, I can't be a pedophile because I'm too famous?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, dog. And then he brought up some...
That's weak.
And then he brought up what? Bobby Whitney or something? Some girl named Bobby Whitney. And no one brought the girl up. Then it was like, nothing is happening with me and that girl. I was like, oh, no one brought that up, that girl.
And the blogs in America are running with it, because like people are bringing out receipts of all the girls that he's dabbled with when they were young, like 13, 15,
yeah, he
16.
Once kissed a girl on stage. She was 17. Aww. This was like when he was 23.
So all those files are coming up now.
Yeah, he once kissed a girl who was 17 on stage and said, I like the way your breasts feel against my chest. And then kissed the girl, 17. Mm. He was in 24 or something.
But remember one said, it's a bit weird why... Drake, because Drake is like our age, right?
Mm.
Why you'd like a video like Waffles? Because Waffles looks like a kid, man.
Mm. Yes.
Remember what I said?
Yeah. No one has actually brought that up.
Yeah.
For example, no one has brought that up.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And also another thing that, for me, he lost the battle when... And to me, it sort of alludes to the fact that he's got ghostwriters, because one of his lines referenced a Kendrick song from Mr. Morale called Mother Eye.
Mm.
Now, Mother Eye, so Kendrick, Drake says, in Mother Eye, you admitted that you got molested. So this is your trauma now, and that's why you beat women. Ooh. But Mother Eye is about generational trauma, because Kendrick's mom, you know, has suffered abuse and I think possible rape, etc. So, and that possibly, I think, had happened to Kendrick's mom's mom. So Kendrick's mom then thought Kendrick has also been abused by a cousin or whatnot. And he was like, no. And nobody believed him. And like, no. You know what I mean? And then chasing manhood, he eventually, I don't know, his life also went spiraled out in a personal capacity. And that's what eventually cost him his marriage, Whitney. You know what I mean? And it sounds like Drake didn't listen to that song. So if you didn't listen to that song, how come you're rapping about that song? Unless it's somebody else who misinterpreted the song, or maybe he misinterpreted the song, which then would give credence to the accusation that Drake possibly has... ghostwriters.
And then he said that we sent you the intel about the fake daughter and whatever. And then later he says, whoever's sending you intel is a clown.
Yes. Yes. And also, by the way, the on his video, that girl who allegedly Kendrick was saying is Drake's daughter, that's not the girl's pictures. So there's a guy wearing a red bandana on the video. They shot that whole video in his house, like his yard. And that picture of that girl is that guy's daughter. It was debunked. It's not as if they planted the video, the picture of the girl who Kendrick will say is Drake's hidden daughter. It was not Drake's hidden daughter. Or even the girl that Kendrick meant is Drake's hidden daughter.
So you're talking about Drake's video for...
For Family Matters.
For Family Matters.
Yes.
That guy... He's talking to towards the end, ne?
Yes.
Where they're having like a serious conversation.
Yes.
You know, apparently that guy's part of the bikers. You know those dangerous biker guys?
Yeah, yeah, motor clubs.
Yeah.
Yeah, what are like they? I'm at those motor clubs. I'm a what to a
those team, gangs,
yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Apparently that's one of the leaders.
Oh, is it like one of the big ones?
Yeah, one of the big ones.
Oh, so Drake is trying to show that he's dangerous now and stuff.
Mm.
Oh, come on. Yeah, because remember Kendrick is from
the Cali, streets, dog. Yeah, yeah.
He's Compton. From California, Compton. He's affiliated with the Bloods.
Mm.
So he's trying to show that, and especially when that guy wore that red bandana, that could also have been a subliminal to say, well, my guy also wears red, because remember the Bloods wear red. And maybe then, that's why now we're ending up with gunshots.
Yes, because yesterday Drake's security guard got shot at.
Yeah, there was a shooting outside Drake's house. And also remember the cover of They're Not Like... Is it They're Not Like Us? No. They're Not Like Us, right? The cover reveals Drake's address.
Oh.
So now another thing is... Bear in mind, well, let's wait for the investigation. But
you can Google Drake's address, man. It's all over the net.
But no one has been Googling it. That's the thing.
Okay.
He put it out.
Yeah.
Drake's address has been famous in the past week than it ever has been.
Got you.
Right? Because of Kendrick. Mm. But now, let's wait for them to investigate. However, I'm just saying, Kendrick, obviously, I don't know if he meant it or not, but we're assuming it's rap. A lot of things we let slide in rap, right? Says, I wish you'd die. Well, in Family Feuds, he says to Drake's mom, I wish your son would die. He's better off dead. Then posts his address. Then there's a shooting. So if Drake wants to be a pussy then and take to court, he can say, yeah, but he said this and then revealed my address. He could make maybe say he incited violence and revealed his address. In court, it could possibly hold water, but it'd have to be a pussy to go that route.
It's a bit far-fetched because from my understanding, what happened is a bunch of guys were chilling outside of Drake's house, playing loud music and just swearing at him and stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then they ended up shooting the security guard. So I don't think it's got anything to do with Kendrick Lamar. But yeah, in the Heights...
Wait. But if those guys were at Drake's house, because they got the address from Kendrick's artwork, it's got everything to do with Kendrick. And they were playing music to annoy
Drake's
household.
No, let's establish that, yes, Kendrick did bring attention to where Drake's house is.
And those guys went
there. But it's out there. Everybody knows. So you can't say that everybody that drives past Drake's house now is because Kendrick put it on blast.
Oh.
Do you get me?
Yes, fair enough.
So it's already out there.
Okay.
So yeah. I think it's a bunch of hooligans who maybe got drunk and like, hey, this is Drake's house. Let's just cause shit. I don't think it's got anything to do with Kendrick, bro.
Yeah, yeah. No. I'm also saying it has maybe nothing to do with Kendrick.
Yeah.
But Drake could then say, yo, but he incited violence and he's got a motive because he said he wished I was dead and. If he wants to, you know, take the court route, which will see him pussy in the eyes of hip-hop.
I saw a post from George Avakian. You know George, our boy.
Yeah, yeah, George, our boy George. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He said, rap beefs are just two old men writing poems to each other.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of agree with that. You white. No, silly. You black. No, you ain't hardcore. I'm hardcore. No, you ain't red. No, I'm a blood.
You can't use the word nigga no more.
Yeah, it's quite sad.
Oviho.
Oviho. Bro, Kendrick won, man.
Kendrick won, bro.
In my opinion.
So, Zakwe came out with a tweet and he says, because of what's happening with Drake and Kendrick Lamar, we need more SA beefs.
Mm.
Because, you know, hip-hop is dead.
Yeah, but Big Zulu tried it. It was like screaming at him for a week and what came of it? Nothing.
This is what he said.
Unless they're genuine. Remember Big Zulu tried that whole thing?
Oh, yeah.
Everyone and then Duncan Wafiga, I'm Tuga, I'm telling him, Kamba. And one or two rappers responded, I pay him in.
This is what Zakwe said, ne?
I feel like what can resurrect hip-hop in South Africa again is to have beefs. To keep the fire blazing in the genre, we all know the story of Biggie and Tupac, and our generation is witnessing one of the biggest and best beefs between Drake and Kendrick Lamar. All the attention is on them. Big Zulu did it when he released his 100 Bars single,
yeah,
and it sparked a lot within hip-hop. It happened between AK and Casper, and they were at their peak. Hence, I feel we need beefs to keep the genre alive. There's a beef I had with Duncan because we are too close and our families know each other well, so we ended up squashing it and now we record music together. We need beef to keep us recording new music.
Since the guy said we need beef and they squash it because we're auntie no matter what, say, hey, you never fun. You know, I'm a market, you know. Ah, come on.
2 years ago, South Africa witnessed a series of beefs from rappers which raised the bar of the genre to another level. In SA, there's no beef that we need except A Reese and Nasty C. Any other beef doesn't matter.
Mm.
That's what we need. And they're robbing us because they're all kumbaya.
Yeah, you see, the beef works when two acts are at the height of their careers.
Yes.
And it's disputed over who's king. Biggie and Pac, it was disputed who is king. And that's where this Kendrick and Drake beef started, right? Because on what person shooter? First person shooter. Yeah. When Kendrick was supposed to be on it, I was like, fuck you niggas, I'm not going to be on a song with you guys. Mm. And then he threw shots, because of that, threw shots on that song with Metro Boomin and Future, right? Because it was always disputed, and it was like, yo, finally someone started it. And I feel like Kendrick has been baiting Drake. Mm. He's been wanting the smoke from Drake. And Drake, unfortunately, fell into it. And I feel like even with Control, he specifically wanted Drake. It mentioned everybody else's name, but everybody who mentioned, they didn't matter. And that's what Zach was saying. It doesn't matter if MT can diss Nasty C. We want it to be thingy today. Yeah, we want it to be A-Race.
Yeah.
Yeah, we want it to be A-Race.
Ah, that'll be war, bro.
Yeah.
Fuck, that'll be so exciting, bro.
Nah.
Mm. Who would win, Kanye?
A-Race and Nasty.
Yeah.
I'd go for... I know there's a whole Reese... Like for Nasty.
Nasty.
I believe in Nasty C. On that one, I believe in Nasty C.
I think Nasty would. And I think if Nasty, because I've heard Nasty can actually rap in vernac.
Yeah. Yes.
And if he could use everything in his arsenal.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? The vernac surprised everyone while at it. Yeah.
So kind of my simba. So kasa.
Yeah.
Kuluva.
Yes. Zola. So it's going to feature Zola. AI. Oh, no. Zola's alive. Yeah. It does need to be AI. No. But Snoop was alive and he was featuring AI.
Yeah.
So is he going to feature Zola in AI now?
But I get you. Like, shock people.
Yeah. My money is on Nasty C. My money is on Nasty C. Mm. If they were to go, my money's on Nasty C. And I look, A-Reese is talented, but my money's on Nasty C.
I think if Nasty were to fuck like A-Reese's baby mama or baby or his girlfriend or whatever, would get the best out of A-Reese because he really loves that woman, man.
Yeah, but then Nasty would have won that battle already.
Oh, yeah.
Like, remember, Pac won with you call yourself a player, but I fucked your wife.
That's it.
Track done,
battle done.
Line. Yeah, that's it.
Curtains.
No other line matters, bro.
You fat fuck, I fucked your wife.
Yeah. No other line matters, bro. If the guy fucks your wife, please don't battle people who fuck your wives. It won't end well. It's just a fuck.
And especially if you know that you don't have the most loyal woman, so don't even enter.
Don't. And and also, like, shout out to Kendrick's woman. I don't think she ever would have given intel. Because, I mean, you share kids with this guy as well. You know what I mean? But to me, it's the kind of the woman who, like, remember fucking Rick Ross, you see? Rick Ross, baby mama.
Yeah.
50, I think, took her shopping. It's like, what kind of baby mamas are you even? Do you even have? What kind of woman do you even like?
Yeah. But 50's baby mama was rocking P. Diddy now.
P. Diddy, yes.
It's wild there in America, man.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Yeah, but P. Diddy and 50 don't have beef. But
P. What? Yeah.
P. Oh, Diddy. Shit. They do. Hey. But Diddy can't win that battle, even if he rocked that baby mama, you know, because he's got bigger problems.
Diddy must just accept anything that comes his way.
Yeah. Because, oh, man.
But do you really guys feel like SA hip-hop needs a beef to come back?
Yeah, I mean, I saw another tweet from X Global. Do you know X Global?
Who's X Global?
He used to be part of Aries's camp, ne? Yeah, Wrecking Crew.
Wrecking Crew.
He said, "I'm not." Someone asked him because he was commenting on this Drake and Kendrick Lamar, right? Mm. And then someone asked him, "So what are you doing to resurrect SA hip hop? Because it's dead right now." Mm. So he said, "I'm not going to lie to y'all. The raps are scaring away the baddies from the shows. That's why SA hip hop events are just quad deep niggas.
Yeah.
Where's the music that makes you feel like dressing up and balling? The musical touch, the feel good touch, make you dance type of music." That's what he said when he was responding to this person. But basically saying that it is indeed dead.
This is
from a rapper.
But I feel like we don't get enough raps. Yeah. Like he's saying, like, Oaks try do the club music. They've been for a while. And the hip-hop is still dead. It's not like every rapper is like Doomy or Stogie or whatever name it goes by these days. It's not like every rapper is like that.
Doomy, respect to him, he's like a god lyricist.
But it's not like every rapper is rapping like that. So let's not make excuses for these rappers. They are maybe trying to make the hits, but also there's piano to contend with, and they're not eclipsing it anytime, well, soon. Like, it's not like everyone is rapping.
No, but let's be honest. The DJs killed hip-hop, bro.
Why?
They play the same shit.
Oh, they're all coming for PH, yeah.
They all play the same shit, literally. We've been saying for how many years now?
Yeah.
I think since we started the podcast, you can go back.
All
episode number 90.
We've been, bro.
It's the same.
What else do they play?
All of them.
Drake, there's a Drake song they like playing.
There's always hands up. There's that
Drake.
Drop
Drake
Your Booty, no. Wale. Yeah.
Which one?
The one where the girls have to twerk. Like when that song goes on, they twerk.
Yeah.
Booty go up,
down.
Then there's
T-Pain.
Then there's what?
Work.
There's work. There's Beyonce. Austin Martin.
Yeah. Rick Ross.
There's another booty one where. But it's like, you
man,
get that
there's deal. One where, yeah, there's one where someone was saying, oh, look, there's PH on Friends of Amstel is going to play this song. And then another person was at the event, was like, oh, he started already. And they recorded the video. I'm not making it up.
Yeah.
It's on Twitter. Check it out.
It's been happening.
The
sense
is the same.
It's
everywhere.
The same. For
everywhere.
DJ.
All
hip-hop DJs.
That is true. And the guys are making decent music. I think that's worthy of being played in the club. But if you DJs control that narrative and you're always playing the same things, then how are people going to hear the actual music that guys are making, the jiggy stuff that guys are making? Let's not say that guys are making, like, lyrical.
Sometimes love comes. Yeah. Hey, they love that one.
Love knock you down for real.
Yeah. I know the whole set.
So it's not the rappers, it's the DJs.
The DJs, but also I've picked it up while we're on tour that it's starting to happen to piano as well.
Ooh, is it?
I was in Cape Town. I went to like 4 different parties. All the piano DJs were playing the same set. Every 5 minutes.
But when I play a different set, you say I'm trying to educate the kids.
No. Sets, see, there's DJ etiquette. And I think we've lost that. In terms of
when
it's a certain time, you can't play a midnight set at 8 p.m.
Okay.
Or you can't play all the current rocking songs. I mean, even if you play at 8 p.m. and you want to rock, there's so much music.
Yeah.
Why don't you play the rocking songs from 4 years ago?
Yes.
Right?
So what happens is at 8 p.m., the resident DJ, while you're walking in, Kilimeke.
And you're like, wow.
And then the next DJ comes in, Kilimeke. Then 11 o'clock, the next DJ, Kilimeke. And then the headline I saw comes in, Kilimeke.
Yeah, yeah.
By the time Meke, the actual Meke comes in, he's like, Kilimeke, Kilimeke.
And you don't see that Kokasi. If you want to hear piano, you must go to the hood, bro.
Oh, no, you
must go to the hood.
Yo, go to Mink, right? If you want to hear piano, go to Mink.
Yeah.
Listen to Stocks.
DJ etiquette.
Stocks. Yes. You know Stocks?
I know Stocks, bro.
One of the best, like, I'm a private, I'm a piano DJs. Mm. And I'm not saying the best guys, but one of the best guys. Stocks and his boy Farmer. Stock Farm together. Mm. Go to Mink in Thingy if you want to hear. I see they also Ingress is coming up now as well now. It's what now? It's what lounge?
SNK or something.
SNK, yes. Ingress as well. SNK now. You know, or Foslo is what? Gula Malang. Because
I
used to be spread there.
Kalima exclusive.
Stocks. Bamurecha. Boy, yeah, guys, that's where piano's at, man.
Yeah.
These people out here in the burbs are playing the same shit, man.
Same shit.
But aren't you guys then able to speak to your maybe club promoters, you know, the guys that when they book a person, obviously they kind of these guidelines, oh, you're being booked at this certain time, please avoid, you know, just to bring back that etiquette back. Since people are not aware of it, isn't maybe a way to have it like a discussion?
I know what they do.
It's a product of being a student of the game. So right now, what you're getting is the resident DJs want to be the star.
When are you saying they must revise? But they can't revise if they were absent the whole term in class.
Yes.
So certain things just come with being in class.
Yes.
You can't buy class.
If it's also...
Not even a V class.
Yeah, not even a V class.
No, I'm saying even it needs to go back to your promoters, your club, or, you know, whether it's the owners, whoever's doing the bookings, just to kind of emphasize. Like,
no, the promoters don't know music. That's why they hire a DJ. They're hiring your expertise. They're hiring you for you to come DJ. So if you're a proper DJ and you know about the art form of DJing, you know that you can't play hits at 8 p.m. when people are walking in.
When people are walking in. They're like not even radio sober.
DJ radio, DJ 101.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If
DJing Gubs, for dummies.
He's but DJ for dummies.
I get what she's saying about etiquette and promoters dictating. So what they did, remember when, I forgot whose event it was, at, what's the place? Propaganda. When they wrote in the booth, because all the guys who were there, they said, don't play songs by Gabza.
Nice.
Matt. G, Sol Panduga, and people were like, what songs? Maporisa, Kosa Sana Daughter, KB, what's his name? Who works with Makazi a lot, man? Who dated Makazi? Master KG, my bad, right? Because they're on the lineup. Mm. So now promoters are literally now spoon-feeding people DJing etiquette. Mm. So I think she's trying to say also,
it's maybe necessary.
There must be Shane the Puta that says, don't play the fucking hits, you know, till fucking 11 or something. Read the fucking crowd.
Because also you would know as a DJ if you're booked and you've been told. Therefore, because you're hurting your own back, because if the promoter is hearing you play, it'll be like, Gabo, that's why I'm not going to book you. So you'll also do what? Just stick to the guidelines of, because I'm playing this time, I mustn't.
But also, I think we're a bit old, man, because this new generation, they don't give a fuck. There's no time to build up. When they get in there, they want to rock you.
No, but look, bro.
Okay, I'm telling you.
But what I'm saying is rock, if you want to rock. Ne? Still, I maybe go, okay. But when Nana Tula dropped and everybody's you're playing it at 6, when there's an original Nana Tula, go back to the original one. Play when something Soweto was still working with Scorpion Kings. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, there's so many hits from way back.
Remember when we were going to Bloom?
Yes, when last did you hear that?
Remember when we were going to Bloom?
Hey.
No. Remember when you go to Bloom?
I remember.
First toll gate. Yes, funnily Magala, we haven't even left.
We're like, guys, we've got a 5-hour drive. You want to play Limeca now? We're still sober.
You see, man.
The striped horse hasn't even gotten cold. The striped horse is not even cold in the cooler box. We're like, bro, we're still thinking about our problems. You know what I mean? Like, damn, bro.
It's this new generation, man. I'm telling you, bro.
There's so much music out there, guys. And DJs. And I like that they started with hip-hop DJs because there is so much music. There is so much fucking music, man.
Mm.
Yo. Rocking, chilled, different genres for different moods and different times and different sets and times. Like, the event is a story.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
The event is a story. Like, the movie is a story as well. There's a build-up. There's getting to know the characters.
Mm.
There's the body. There's the ending. There's, you know, highs and lows. And events are also like that. So what's the point if the event is just rocking Sasfuga up until it's rocking? And there's not enough songs also. Even the rocking ones are playing the songs that everybody's playing. If you want to rock, there's someone who's dropped a dope commercial song today. But you're waiting for the biggest piano DJs to endorse it, to play it, or waiting to hear it on radio, or waiting for it to pick up first before you can play it. Why? Like, you know, it's so nice, bro, to be that DJ who plays a song, right? because it's a moving, it's a commercial song. And then 4 months later, someone is like, this song, that guy, Salt, played before it was big. Mm. You know what I mean?
I was the first to play Mniga, you know that, in the whole country. Four months before it became big, yeah. I have a video.
One of, yeah. But you've got a good ear.
Fucked up.
When you walk I know, Mac only says hits.
No, Mac's got a good ear, yeah. Yeah, see, Mac has got a good ear for like, hits, oh, yeah. Damn. You know, so if a producer gives Mac like exclusives, hey, what's up, nigga, you go on. If Mac, you know what I mean, he will be able to pick. He will know this one is a hit. This one, you know what I mean, and that's being called being a fucking DJ. You know, yeah. If no one in your DJ career has ever come and said, "Yo, bro, what song was that?" and it's not a big song, then are you even a DJ?
Yeah.
But what do you know, man? We just podcasters.
Yeah, we just podcasters. Let's talk shit. What do we know?
Like people should be Shazamming when you are busy playing.
Not necessarily, but you should be able to rock a crowd with stuff that they're Shazamming. You know, I don't think they should necessarily be Shazamming, but you should also be able to rock a crowd with stuff that is not known.
Mm. Ghost Lady, what you got for us, man?
Oh, guys, did you see the Met Gala? Well, I'm there for the fashion, you know, I'm just...
Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm saying, well, I don't even know what that is.
Man. You don't know the Met Gala? No. You didn't see Tyler trending?
The Met Gala, I know, there's all those outfits, right?
Yes.
What is it about the event? What is it? I know they're big on fashion, but what is it? What is it, the significance of the event? Please, someone educate
us. It's nothing.
It's like maybe a fundraising.
Fundraising. What, is it?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Please.
Raising what funds is the, for what? The dresses?
No, for art.
Art? What art?
Is for the Metropolitan Museum of Arts. So what they do is yearly they hold a fundraiser where they give you like themes for a specific, I could say, fund that they're trying to bring up. Like this year's one was Garden of Time. And then
Garden of Time.
Yes. So your outfit has to be as drastic as possible, going with the theme for them to actually raise funds. So it's like a dinner.
No wonder the outfits were... It was be drastic, be dramatic. Someone came with an umbrella and it was covered like wrapped around in one cloth that goes around the umbrella so that you don't see who's holding inside, the umbrella or inside. Yeah. Now, I found that interesting.
Did you see Dumsani's daughter, Doja Cat?
Yes. Oh, Doja Cat! Yeah, yes. Didn't she change like short tape, like plastic?
No, she was wearing a towel. Basically, she was going to the way okay, you know. The outfit is saying, "I'm just going to get, you know, take a bath. I'm going for a bath."
Who else was trending? Who else?
Tyler.
Oh, Tyler looked amazing. Yes. She looked great.
She looked good, but they even had to carry her because she couldn't even walk in that dress.
Wow!
Like she was being lifted, like from step to step. Then she takes pictures. It's just like, oh my god, like poor Tyler.
Beautiful.
She was wearing a sand dress.
Sand. Oh yeah, wonder there was like stuff on her arm. Then I'm like, why is her arm looking like her dress? Can't see the sand was coming.
Not really. I think it was part of the design. They did that on purpose on her arms. Yeah. Yeah.
So she was grounded.
Drop this.
But it looked uncomfortable, nice bro. One, bro. Like, what
it did. It did really look uncomfortable. Because, you know, as much as people were going on about you, I'd love to be in an era where I have to be lifted, you know, just to move around. But I feel it also kind of feels like, your Tyler is literally just... It's like her life now is just, she's an art piece. Like she's no longer even ours. I even feel like, whoa, this girl is no longer even. Okay, as much as she's still there promoting that she's having bop and all, but the girl is gone. She's been taken by this people and she's no longer ours.
Yeah, she's a slave. Now, you're not worried about Tyler, dog.
Yeah, nah.
Like her life, what she's going through, man, I wouldn't wish it on anybody, bro. Yeah. Like we've seen the Tyler movies.
It's success though, isn't it?
It is, success. But it comes at what price, dog? We've seen this movie so many times, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I saw
Ntsiki Mazwai. She posted something. Let me find it. She said...
she made valid points. But I'm surprised Meg is referencing Ntsiki. Like, yo, damn, bro. Try this one now.
Ntsiki Mazwai said, "This girl is exposing a lot about the industry. Shoma Josie was also famous with these white managers too." And when I say it, I get cancelled, dog. I'm a hater. I'm a what?
But she's got the same management, you know. So they're using the same connections to get her there. Like, same management.
No.
It's like if a coach gets a team to the Champions League final and then moves to a different team. You know, there's these coaches are always coaching these African teams. Mm. I forgot their names now. White shirts. And then Connor, the other guy, he's now currently coaching. Damn, he coached Ivory Coast. They're like always coaching these teams and they always do well. So no. Certain managers do that.
No, we get that. But the bigger picture is not about the managers. That's why she's started off by saying she's exposing the industry.
Yeah.
So we've seen.
It's like she's a lab rat right now.
Yes.
I see.
Yes.
Like, okay. Honestly.
Bro, you must watch.
Elaborate. So,
wait, you must watch. There's a series, it's called. Oof, it's got The Weeknd in it.
Something Ego.
Ego. Check a series called Ego or something. It literally, what's happening in Tyler's life right now. Uh-huh. Literally, cut and paste, carbon copy.
You
must watch that series.
Okay. So that this, because it's going to be out there forever. You say we've seen this movie before. What happens next and how does this movie end?
It ends bad.
Oh.
How?
It ends in depression. It ends in drugs. It ends in...
Justin Bieber like...
That's what I'm saying.
So the video of Justin Bieber, picture of him crying. I don't know what that was about.
Yeah.
So it ends Justin Bieber like it's the child Bieber star like, who never...
Britney Spears, same shit, same Britney, movie, okay, same script.
Okay.
Yeah. Where they control you, you're just an object. They need to make the most amount of money they can.
With Beyonce, it's still continuing and she's got a very happy family.
Yeah, but the truth will come out one day. The truth will come out about what's happening with Beyonce.
You know, they obviously have feel like they
so can never win.
Eh?
I'm saying we can never win. Like,
when you reach that type of stardom,
mm-hmm.
You have to go through a certain
Usher freeway. Usher was a child star, like he got really famous at that young. And remember, she likes it my way.
You have to go through a certain path. You can't escape it, dog. You can't escape it. You can't be that big and not go through this path. So right now, we are literally witnessing Tyler become the new Britney Spears, the new Justin Bieber.
Look at the Spice Girls, man. Retired. One is married to Beckham. The other ones are just rich. I don't know what they do. Other ones have relegated themselves to a nice, quiet life. They seem happy. They were big. NSYNC, Justin Timberlake. Great stories. They're still doing well in the industry, still getting gigs, movies, still singing. That many.
That's true.
There are no stories and there are many other successful stories.
But those are people that revel in that. It doesn't take away from what the industry does. It doesn't take away from the machine.
Because what you see with Tyler is that they've pumped a lot of money on her. So obviously they need to get that money back.
And her well-being, whether she's fatigued or tired or whatever.
She has to.
They don't give a fuck.
The Michael Jackson thing.
Yes.
Working yourself to.
Yes, that's what we mean. Yeah. You need to watch that series, dog. It explains everything that happens behind the scenes.
I'll give it a go.
Yeah, you'll see. It's everything that's happening to Tyler, happens in that, apart from the sexual, there's a lot of sex in there. So remove that when you think about it. But just look at it holistically and the whole thing.
Mm.
Like what they're trying to say.
Okay.
Yes?
Sorry.
The show is called The Idol.
The Idol.
Oh, the Idol.
Yeah, so with The Weeknd. Okay, it's fucking it dope on it.
Oh, I'll check it out.
It's crazy.
I'll check it out.
Anyway, what else you got, Ghost Lady?
Yeah.
Did you guys watch the Mini Dlamini roast? Since we're talking about beefs, like how South Africa, how would you rate South Africa? In terms of, like, you know, your roasting.
I'm not enjoying it. I like to Trevor. I haven't finished. Trevor.
Gumby.
Yeah. Celeste is dope. It's funny that you know, the comedians are always
Comedians.
But
Did you see it was empty?
Hey, the turnout though was bad.
I did not notice.
Even on the show, when you're looking at like seeing empty seats, you're like, how can't
you
what's happening?
No, you know what
they're
doing.
Why are you showing them? I don't get it. Why are you showing empty seats?
No, bro.
What's the problem? Yeah, why would they show them?
No, bro. Listen what happened, bro. Yeah. It was so empty that they tried in post-production not to show that it's empty, but they couldn't. There was no footage to show that it was that empty, bro.
Jesus.
Because when she went on, apparently, they even had to ask people to come back before she goes on.
But so, wasn't like, she there for
come back,
later.
So people walked out.
Yeah, people walked out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. That's people were telling jokes.
Because she came on at like 3 a.m., bro.
Yeah, late.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, it was part of that Love Africa lineup.
Yes.
I think also another thing is, because even the headliner, Griffiths, what's his name?
Eddie
Griffiths sucked. Was it first night or second night?
First night. Second night, he bounced back.
Yeah. Second night. But was the roast on the first night or the second night?
It was just part of that whole weekend.
Aha, uh-huh, I see. So it possibly could have been that also. And also 3 a.m., bro. Who wants to sit down and watch comedy at 3
a.m.? So if you check in post-production, if you check the show, if you know about editing and stuff, you can see the reactions are from the crowd earlier on.
Exactly.
So from
damn!
That's how bad it is. Yeah.
Like you're saying the same laugh, the same movement that you saw way before. You're like, now it's cut and paste.
That's like they use that laughing tape. What do they call it? That laughing strip on comedy. Sitcoms. Yeah, because if you're putting people laughing at something else, then
it's bad, dog. It's bad. It's bad.
Oh,
they should have called us, man. We would have donated some chillers.
Oh man. Yeah, chillers would have filled that place out.
Yeah, the ones that couldn't make it to our sold out shows.
Yeah, exactly.
Man, we'll give them the Pulukwane chillers even. They're based on the worst. Yeah.
They would do the proper laughing, come and high five you.
No, but Kulumile, man.
It's not easy to sell out. It's not easy.
How big is that venue? Where was that place? How big is the venue?
I don't know, bro.
Damn.
A whole mini Dlamini can't pack up a theater.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to watch that again. Let's
check it out.
Watch it with a different eye.
Because I was watching a roast from the States, and it's on Tom Brady. Like,
Tom Brady now,
Netflix. And you see the quality, how good it was. Like, it can literally, you're like, wow, guys, South Africa.
But also, what I didn't like is that they were literally, I don't know if it's the writers. Yeah, it must be the writers. You've been part of the roast. There's writers, right?
Yes, there's a team of writers.
The writers were roasting the panel on the same thing, just saying it differently.
Mm.
So each person was talking about how Robert Marawa, his teeth and whatever.
And the heart.
And the heart. But each person was saying it differently. So it's like, okay, we get it. He's got a heart thing. What else? I mean, there's so much more.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. I don't know. Maybe that's a resourcing thing. You know what I mean? Like, if I don't know how many comedians they had in the writer's room, but if you've got 20 different writers, you'll get better stuff. I'll strike. You know what I mean? Drop this.
Yo.
But if you've got like 5 guys writing for 6 different people on the same 6 people, you know, the pool is very small. So maybe the writer's room is under-resourced, to be honest. Because there's so much like a handful of guys can write about.
And also meaning there's not much content.
So budget.
There's not much content there. Apart from Kune, what else is there?
Oh, well, her marriage, the people go for her marriage.
Okay, they marriage, did. Cool, and then.
No one touched on the acting roles a lot, just that she can't act and she's an
idiot. We need Casper. We need a Casper roast. Hey, Casper's got content, bro.
Yo.
Casper's got sex addiction. Peace, AKA. Umfundisi, being a pastor.
The boxing. Selling alcohol.
The boxing. Yes, alcohol.
There's a lot.
Man, he's got content.
He's got content.
Because he's been around for so long.
We need a roast.
Do you think he can handle it?
No, he's too emotional.
Thank God, man. I think he can. He can let it. Even on Twitter the other time, someone was trolling him now, you know, and he was like, he's done with that. I'm rich. You can't diss me. You know what I mean?
Rich, yeah.
So I think he can handle it now. He's found God and he's married now.
Yeah, he's a married man.
You know, it's wholesome. It's in a wholesome place.
Yeah. It's literally true.
Mm. Anything else you want to talk about, my dog?
Oh, man. How long have you gone without sex?
Ooh, about 2 months.
How about 2 years?
Yo, that's 2 more.
Craig David. Seems like he's walked away from sex. He hasn't had sex in 2 years. Yeah, crazy, right? I don't know if he's lying or what, but I saw a podcast he was on a podcast, I think the TMZ podcast. Man hasn't gotten laid in 2 years.
Why is that crazy, bro?
Oh! Mac!
It's just sex, man.
And the longest is you couldn't even not have it for 2 months.
Yeah. But I could go for another 2 years.
Oh.
No, you can't. That's a lie, Mac.
Guys, you.
No, we're not sex crazy. We're not a sex crazy, bro. It's just.
There's much life than sex, guys. You know that.
Way more, true, but as an adult, it's like, part of life. It's like
no,
nourishment.
Man. It's like, sex is overrated, bro. Like, honestly.
So you
also, it's next talking here. That's the problem.
Hey, don't you know, correct.
I need someone more wholesome to say this. To drive this narrative.
Guys, we know Mac.
Exactly.
We know Mac.
We need someone more wholesome to drive that narrative. Because it is true, though.
Grow the fuck up, man.
We
I work
Mac.
With juvenile and delinquents here.
I found that interesting, man. Like, you know.
But... Every 5 minutes, you're rocking, so, eh?
Yeah.
No, not fuck. Come on, bro. Like, normal. Like, it's like, normal. So, you know, like, normal. Like, food. Like,
what's the longest you've gone without it?
Damn. Like, 3 months. I was on Big Brother.
Oh.
Yeah. 3 months.
No, okay. And you didn't survive. I've gone through, probably 3 months. Because normally with my pregnancies, like, so I'd find out that halfway through the pregnancy, my sex drive just goes off. And I'll be like, listen, I don't care for that anymore. And my husband will actually be like, nah, it's fine. It's okay. So we'd actually probably end up not having it in the last, let's say, trimester. And he's cool with that.
So how does he get relief?
No. He's like, no.
Hand job.
No, I don't remember.
Other holes, blow job.
I've had conversations with a lot of women out there.
So that's why
I'm like, it's not selfish. That's the thing. It's like, you men like to drive this agenda or this thing, like as if you can't live without it. But listen, guys will go for 2 weeks or whatever, they don't even care. They don't mind. Sometimes it's women who are deprived because of...
That's true.
So it happens a lot where women are deprived of sex.
That's true.
Because their men are saying, nah, I don't want. I don't, nah, I, I'm not, I don't have the mood.
What do you
it's
think,
not even about that.
Yeah,
so this thing, like, men are humping 24/7 is a lie, guys. It's a lie.
It's a lie.
Women,
yes.
Women are always saying no, right. Guys. Mm. Like, sometimes, even let's say married couple, people even are not even married. If I had a conversation with your woman, so maybe she'll be like, oh, we've went without sex for the past 3 weeks.
Not
and this soul is acting like
never.
He's pumping every
never.
Day.
So never.
I'll never believe men. You
weeks.
Are liars.
Never.
You are liars.
Never. Maybe in my 50s, dude. Yeah, like, 2 weeks will be a thing. 3 weeks.
You're doing it 2 years ago.
In a relationship,
and you didn't
like,
even notice.
When you're in your 30s and 20s in a relationship, and you don't have, unless it's a goal to, like when I'm as faster, like, yeah, faster, manji. There's a goal, I'm depriving myself. Not like life is normal and
believe
it's normal,
me,
things are normal and no
normal.
Sex.
Every
for two
day
or
you
three
are
weeks.
Together, he's not cheating, she's not cheating.
Every day, same bed.
Yes.
And no one is recovering from an operation or anything.
Nothing. Exactly.
No
exactly.
One is sick, ill.
Exactly.
And it brings you back together.
Exactly. And
even closer.
It's like you're good buddies, you're friends, you're fine.
Nothing soul buddies. Soul buddies. Are you doing that jump? That's Pop-Pops and
Popcorn
Robot
and
Boys
cheese.
And we see jump. Like,
Popcorn and
then
cheese.
You go to bed.
Hey.
Wow. And, okay, but if you...
Then you watch a sex scene, you're like, hey, these ones,
yeah.
They don't know life.
Boring sex scene. This thing must finish now. These people like having sex.
Oh, man.
That's nuts. Like adulting. You'll be like, hey, yeah. Nah, nah, sex.
Makalil. Yes, fact check.
Let's go make a cup of tea.
Oh, sorry. Is it fine?
I had a question, but Saul mentioned it.
What was your question?
Now, my question was, Ghosty mentioned the last trimesters, right, which is 3 months, and then according to research you need six weeks off of being intimate after giving birth. Mm-hmm. So does that also count
for some people?
Yeah, your intimate relations.
Yeah, I, naturally after you give birth, and the doctor will tell you that maybe I refrain from sex for about 6 weeks for recovery. Yeah, well, some people with their beliefs, they even stay away for 3 months, which I'm like, no, don't do that. But yeah.
So, and you're 20, you're 2000, if I check, what's the longest you've gone?
Yeah.
And don't say since the
And you've never gone through trimesters. And you've never gone through trimesters. There's no trimester here.
Money, there's no trimester.
There's no trimester here.
What's the longest?
I don't know how to answer that question.
No, what's the longest you've gone without sex?
The longest I've went without it, I think 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Damn, these podcast tours, man.
Oh, shame. But then would the woman in the room also confirm that thing? Like,
wait, the longest was 2 weeks?
Yeah, without it.
Wow.
Did you agree?
No ways. What about the times you were single?
And on my period. Well, being single doesn't only mean...
Oh, that's true, though.
Yeah.
Wow.
On my period.
But you're young, though.
Yeah, yeah. You must be pumping.
Yes. Even
you're young, though, so...
Yeah, you must pump. Pump, pump, pump.
I mean, I don't know how to answer this question. Now, move your ear.
Ghost lady, you were saying the woman must say what?
No, no, I was saying, like, do the women in the room also agree? And I just asked you, to say she agrees.
Agree too.
That men are not, like, that thing of, that thing of men are always having sex
24-7. No, no.
It's a lie.
No, it's a lie.
It's a lie. 24-7.
These niggas are out here just.
Yes.
Not 24-7.
You'll be naked together 24-7. And still not have it. And it's
not
okay.
Not 24-7. No, it's come okay. On. That's ludicrous.
Ghost lady, anything else you got for us?
Guys, there's a story at Ira. Do you hear?
I know I saw below.
Guys.
What happened to Tiran?
Yo,
what
okay.
happened to Tiran? What story? Is it the hard drive story?
No.
Oh, there's a hard drive story. Yeah, yeah. So they broke into his studio. Oh. They stole a hard drive. So he's been looking for the hard drive, offered money out to get the hard drive because it's got music. And then he's now put up the offer for 25,000. I think someone made a really whack album and he just said, yo, hard drive got stolen in Afrotainment. But he's put out a reward saying he's looking for the hard drive. So, 20, because those guys are going to sell the hard drive for like 1,000 rands or whatever. Mm. So, he's rewarding to get the hard drive with all the music back. But you have another story.
Yeah, it's worse than that. Maybe that would be a nice thing to be trending for him.
Well,
yeah.
Okay,
there's a musician by the name of Luke Ndombela, and she has unleashed a series of screenshots exposing DJ Tira on her Facebook post, right? Allegedly, she got too intoxicated and she blacked out, woke up next to DJ Tira and looks like something had happened. According to the screenshots, the DJ continued to touch her inappropriately despite her objections. The DJ has been trying to get her to retract these public posts and even offered her money. She has allegedly promised a music video or a song at Afro. Then they partied until she got in bed with the DJ. Tira. So Mark Oya, which is DJ, has been going back and forth, as seen in the screenshots, offering her money and even trying to get her friends to get her to delete the posts. So yeah, it's a quite of a damaging, you know.
So she said she went to bed with him, or she woke up.
She
next
woke
to
up.
Him.
She woke up. Yeah. She got intoxicated and woke up in bed and with Tira next to her.
And now she's been posting about that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he
has been trying to give her money to retract those posts and just to basically silence her, or if it is, you know, silencing her, or just, or maybe he's trying to say, this thing may be damaging to my, you know, image, and therefore remove such things.
So she doesn't say what happened. Obviously, she was blacked out, but she didn't, try find out what happened, like, to see if she'd been...
So, but it was just the thing of that she was touching her, like, inappropriately, despite her objections. So, that's the whole...
What's the screenshot conversation like? The conversations that were screenshot, how do they go like?
This is...
So, we're talking about a rape situation here.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Is she saying she just woke up next to him, or she's saying she woke up and maybe she realized that she was raped?
Yes, yeah. She woke up next to him after a blackout. So she's not exactly sure what happened during the intervals of them leaving the party and her waking up the next morning. Mm-hmm. However, she did state that once she was up the next morning, he continued to touch her. So maybe it was that thing of good morning, baby, how are you doing? And those type of things. And she objected in the morning. However,
now, at the time of that, what is the relationship with her and them? Do they know one another? Was she at a gig where he was playing?
From what it looks like,
she was promised
it looks
a song,
like
right?
She was just an upcoming artist who was excited to see Tira. And they were having a, I can't say a business transaction, but it was more informal. since they were at a party together. And he did say that he would sign her with Afro and give her a music video and a few other things.
What if she stole the hard drive?
Then what?
No, there was a break-in with the studio.
Yeah.
And I think it was... I think it was a different evening or the timelines, you know?
And I don't know what to make of it. How would it help her to, if she, let's say she had stolen the hard drive, it wouldn't have really helped her much.
Maybe there's incriminating stuff in the hard drive that she wants, like receipts.
Nah, the hard drive's got music, man.
Only.
Dude, I says it's a studio hard drive. Hey, hard drive, computer hard drive could have anything, though, right?
Yeah, it's true,
including the music.
Yeah.
You know, it's like our phones. They've got work, text, emails, and other stuff. I don't know. What do you guys have on your phones? I don't know. You know, but damn, I don't know what do you make of that, bro?
I don't know, man. With these situations, I like to hear both sides of the story. You know, we've seen too many stories like this.
We've seen so much in this climate.
Yeah, yeah. So I'd rather comment when there's facts.
Yeah, Tira hasn't said anything. Hasn't made a statement.
There's no statement yet.
Hey, guys, is COVID back?
Yeah, I think it is. Bro. Nah. People are sick. People are dying. Yeah.
Busi has it.
Busi got COVID.
Busi's got COVID.
That's what he had a 2 weeks left. Like, couldn't my eye.
Yeah, you had only 2 weeks.
You had a 2 weeks left. You also got that flu, that in a hand.
Yeah, I got it recently. I went to the doctor. They tested. It's not COVID. He said that it's just a minor thing. I forgot what he called it. Bronchi something.
Bronchitis.
Yeah, bronchitis. That's what he called it.
Yeah, but... Yeah,
but doctors also said we can't take alcohol and antibiotics.
Yes. That's the same doctor.
Is that what you do?
Yeah, I think COVID is bad, man. People are getting really sick, man. Like, really bad.
Nah.
Yeah.
Len also was like, yo, this flu's bad. Len and caught it as well.
The Department of Health came out to say there's no COVID because there were screenshots going out and conversations. You know, those viral voice notes and stuff. Say, hey, guys, COVID is back.
Nah,
watch out, wear your masks and stuff. But we all know that flu hasn't quite been the same since COVID. The flu now, it's like, it's media, like it's on steroids, the flu of these days. It's quite fucked up.
But and there's elections coming up. So I don't think they want a COVID panic.
Of course.
Yes, that's
but
true.
2 months ago, guys, there was a declaration. I think that literally said that the whole COVID thing was a lie. Not necessarily a lie, not in those words, but... COVID was not...
bring the tea, ghost lady.
Yeah.
Bring the tea. So all those people that died, bring it. Bring it.
Seriously. Bring it.
Yeeza. Come on.
Don't even go fat check on this one.
Yeeza. No, guys, it was literally...
Come on.
It was a declaration that there was... It was just... It was over-exaggerated.
So, was it over-exaggerated or it didn't exist?
It didn't exist.
So, what was killing all these people?
Okay, so let me not say it didn't exist.
Okay.
Because there was a spike in deaths.
There was a spike.
We saw it.
Yes.
People were dropping, man. I know a couple of people.
Yes, exactly. Everybody was affected. Someone knows someone who, like, literally lost someone from COVID.
So, it didn't exist, but?
No.
Okay.
With all honesty... I want to get the real facts. But it was just the declaration that the COVID, like what the us being put in
lockdown
and isolation and so forth, that we didn't necessarily have to take those like.
So it was there, but we overreacted.
Kind of. Yes.
Oh, it was there, but there was an overreaction. We could have carried on. Those who died would have died.
Sort of thing, and not to be insensitive.
Yeah, not
what
to,
I'm trying
I don't
to say
want
is
to be insensitive.
Us being
thing.
On lockdown maybe perhaps didn't result in the reduced number of deaths.
Yes.
Is what I'm trying to say.
Yes. Okay. What they were stating is if like being us in being locked down is saving lives was not necessary, it doesn't correlate.
Nah, meanwhile, we lost so much in terms of like
exactly.
people, jobs, work,
even economy,
finances.
Yes, so it just affected,
and people still haven't recovered.
Yes. Basically, governments and these industries could have taken and different steps
because there are countries that
the issue.
Yeah, there are countries that like opened fast. We were like, you call it dole. And they
fact check has got something
cushioned the blow, financial blow.
I'm really looking forward to something information.
You're like, save me,
please.
Fact checker.
Well, unfortunately, I can't find any snake.
She grabbed your hand and pushed it down to the ground. Like,
but listen.
Yeah, Queen Lisa.
I'm still cooking. But there is a debate. There is a debate by BMJ, the BMJ, that is actually questioning whether or not lockdown was necessary. Mm. They haven't stated much about it, but there is a debate going on whether or not we were supposed to be on it.
And how long ago is this debate started?
It started last year.
I know, guys. I'm talking about
and
something.
And then there was one that
2 months ago.
No, find it and come with the next
research. Research and come with the facts. Yeah. I'm not disputing it. Sounds like you're onto something. I just can't attest and, you know.
Sounds
just
like she's on something.
Onto something.
Oh.
Not on something. Ah, my guy.
Also, it depends. With that research, it sounds like you're on something. With the research, it'll sound like you're onto something. But, dude, here's a sickness you wish you fucking had.
Which one?
Autopruri syndrome.
Yes, that's all. Your nose?
Yeah. Good. Autopruri syndrome.
What's that?
So, a guy, I think like only 20 people. Uifinyela. Uifinyela. Fini. Fini. Like fini. Elikrin. Uifinyela. Long time on Bashila, long shin, or Kalai, or Dring, or Sunday. She's a Autopruri syndrome. So a guy gets stopped in, so there are 20 people in the world or 4 people in the world have this thing. But the number, I think fact checkers checking it out. A guy in Belgium gets stopped, right? Under the influence, drinking and driving.
Yes.
And then goes to court and he proves he's got autopruri syndrome.
Yes.
His body produces its own alcohol.
Is his name Cecil Rhodes?
We can't reveal. We can't say who Cecil Rhodes is. We're fucking about him.
Yeah, we have. He's our driver.
Oh, yeah. Shit, yeah. So Cecil Rhodes is our driver.
Hi, 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 hi.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Autopruri syndrome.
Wow, that's crazy.
And you proved in court that his body.
Autopruri syndrome.
His body. It's a metabolic disease. His body produces alcohol, so he's always like tipsy drunk. Not like super slush. But
introduction. Autopruri syndrome or gut fermentation syndrome is a condition in which ethanol is produced through endogenous fermentation by fungi or bacteria
in your stomach,
in the gastrointestinal system, oral cavity, or urinary system.
Tract. Yeah, system.
I think I got this, bro. Got this, bro. Sometimes I wake up hungover, but I wasn't drinking the night before. I kid you not.
I also wake up hung sometimes, but it's just because I'm hung, you know? Oh, man, yeah. Dude, crazy, right?
Crazy.
Yeah.
And how did you find out there's only 4 people?
No, because, like, this story of the guy driving drunk, it was in the news. So please Google how many people have this thing in the world, like 20 or something. So 1 in a million, billion, almost.
Man, I got to try this
kind
when they stop me.
Kind of autopruri syndrome, bro.
I'm saying this.
Autopruri, so it's like a brewery in you. Stuff, shit, your guts are fermenting and stuff. Crazy, right? And then your body absorbs it as alcohol back into your system, but it's already in your system and you didn't drink.
Let me call a cop, bro. I'm saying this when they stop me, man. No more cool drinks for me.
Yeah, because you can get a doctor to just say you got autopruri syndrome.
Mm.
And then it's like, yeah. But basa nokutshwala manje in your breath, the problem.
Hey, I get her producing it.
Oh, Pokemon. Upokele autopruri la. How crazy autopruri syndrome. How nuts. Wow. Crazy, right?
It's called autopruri.
Autopruri, yeah.
I love it, man.
Autopruri syndrome. How nuts, bro.
Let me try another cup.
Shit.
You can see how many times I get stopped. Hey.
So wait. Yeah. Are these the cops you've been sending e-wallets to?
I'm not my e-wallet now. Man, you're mad, dog. You shouldn't be sending e-wallets.
Oh, okay. Here's the guy. Hey, hold on, Bafo. Hold on.
Hey, Grand Bafo.
Easy,
Bafo. You live on podcast and chill. Sol is here. Ghost Lady is here, ne?
Sure, Bafo.
Hi, Bafo.
So I wanted to ask you, ne, if you stop me again, ne, for drinking and driving, ne?
Yes, Bafo.
And then I tell you, it's because I suffer from auto-brewery syndrome. What would you say?
I don't even know what the heck is this.
You'll know.
Can I get away with it if I say that?
I don't even know. I don't think you'll get away because I don't even know what that disease is.
It's a condition where your body produces alcohol for you, so you are constantly drunk.
Yeah, like this fermentation happening in matunje nwako. Mm. And then that causes the alcohol reading on you to be beyond the reading you guys are looking for in your breathalyzers.
Now, the question will be, do you smell alcohol? Do you have any kind of smell within your breath that is saying there's alcohol on you or you have consumed alcohol?
Oh, so the smell, ne?
Yeah, the smell is one of those things that you look for.
But how do you prove smell in the court of law when I've got a doctor's note that says I've got auto-brewery syndrome?
Yeah.
You can't prove that I smell like alcohol on this particular day. It's your word against mine.
That will be saying, well, now you've got a certain disease. That will be proved by the court and on your doctor as well. Because at that time in moment, I don't even know what that disease is.
No, but I'm
saying,
yeah. I can
smell alcohol from the breath. Yeah.
I'm saying.
So usually, if you've got a doctor's note which confirms that you've got a certain disease and your body's producing alcohol constantly, it will be proven by the court and also the, what you call, the Lancet laboratories.
No,
will
no.
Tell
Bafo,
yes, true. That's right.
Bafo, we get that. We get that. Yes. But before the court, when you get stopped, you know the cops, yeah. When you start speaking English, it's a problem. You know.
It's obvious, Bafo. That's why now I'm even asking what the heck is that? I don't even know what disease is that.
So I'm tired, ne? You're taking me in.
No, I'll see you in court.
I'm going to take you in.
Yeah, no.
I'm going to take you in. It's not me, but I can smell alcohol from you and you look very drunk. Mm. So the other things will be confirmed by your doctor to say, yes, this guy is all forever drunk because of 1, 2, 3.
Forever drunk.
Shit, bro.
And how many celebrities do you stop for drinking and driving? How many celebrities do you stop?
You a lot, Papa.
Give me some names then.
McG.
You want me to get you to trouble?
No, we didn't say your name, Bafo. Unless your name is
your
Bafo.
Your name
is
not known, bro.
It's not known. No
your
one
name
know.
Hasn't been revealed. You're anonymous right now, bro.
Give us some names then.
I've stopped a couple. People like Bougie. I've stopped.
Bougie?
Yeah. How do you stop Bougie?
And then?
you'll get me into trouble.
No one's going to know.
So easy, I've stopped.
So easy.
So, yeah, let's not go further.
Come on.
Who else?
Come on.
You are after community members, Gandhi. Mm.
No, it's a problem.
So, Puji, so Mizi.
Why would Miss Abatuman have also missed number Puji?
Pela.
I didn't even know their cars. I didn't know it was them when I stopped the car, you know.
Beba Puza must ride.
Who has the Beba Puzi?
He's also missing out of court.
Aye, but for sure, Bafo. What's up, brother? Oh my goodness, man. Hey. Okay. Before we go, I got some announcements to make, man.
Before, sorry.
Yes.
There's one I wanted to ask you guys. This thing about Iraf. that it has paid, I think, or something about billions to claimants who are actually foreigners. How did you guys see that article?
Yeah,
I did. That information.
Road Accident Fund in the past 18, in the past 3 years.
Five years
yeah. have paid 18 billion rands and to foreigners specifically. So they've obviously paid way more money in terms of payouts. But to foreigners specifically, they've paid 18 billion rands and some of them are undocumented. But the South African law says they should. Now, Road Accident Fund and the Department of Transport, there's an act, a Road Accident Fund Act that they tried to, which RAF falls under, they tried to change so that foreigners can't claim from the Road Accident Fund. And then some lawyers took them to court and the department lost in the high court somewhere, which they're trying to appeal that. And by the way, in 2008, the biggest Road Accident Fund payout was to a foreigner. You know how much it is?
How much?
Like 500 million rands.
Jesus.
In 2008. Please fact check that. I may be wrong. It's been a while since I saw that story. It was a businessman, I think a Swedish or one of those Scandinavian countries, a business guy in the Cape, had a motorbike accident and he got paid that. Obviously, loss of income was one of those things and turns out it's a filthy rich nigga. Mm. And it works like that. You know that, right? So if you're poor, Road Accident Fund, so you're making like 20,000, okay, not poor, but 5,000 rands a month, kind of vibes, and your lawyers, you claim for loss of income, etc. They'll obviously pay for your medical health, the loss and the trauma and loss of income. Yours won't be as much as if you are rich, Fundile, you're an accountant or a CA, and then you get into an accident which hinders your income levels and you've been earning like, let's say, 10 million rand a year. You get paid way more. But same injury.
Injuries.
So that's the challenge they're having. So they're saying, yo, even undocumented people who are in the country illegally, if you're in a taxi and you get into an accident, you can go claim for Road Accident Fund. Now, they want to change that law and they lost in court, but they're appealing it. It's an ongoing court battle thing. Then there's other things like fraudulent, because Road Accident Fund has been talking about the fraud, people fraudulently claiming from them. So during that also came out that they've paid like 18 billion in the past 3 years.
So ideally, according to you, how do you think that rule should be structured?
Ideally, I think it like, what's the international best practice? You know what I mean? What happens in other countries? If I'm in America, do I get paid? If, let's say, I'm in the country, maybe even illegally, do I get paid if I'm involved in a bus accident? If I'm there legally, I want to get paid because technically, if I'm there legally and I'm working, I'm paying tax.
Yeah.
Because my money gets taxed.
Yes.
And part of that money goes to thingy. Part of the fuel that I'm using in that country, levy, goes towards Road Accident Fund. Right? Mm. So I don't think there's any problem with foreigners actually getting paid. Like that guy, he is a foreigner. He is a businessman. He is filthy rich. He did lose an income. Mm. While he was in the country, he was paying tax. Do you get me? So why can't he get his mind?
But only if someone is an illegal, you know, foreigner. That's also
But someone else now, and I'm playing devil's advocate, could argue that they are paying the taxi fare. Part of the money does go to the fuel levy, and part of the fuel tax goes towards RAF.
Taxis.
Petrol is taxed.
Oh, the petrol.
Not
the check-in, not the... Oh, I thought you were talking about...
No.
Okay,
the petrol. Those guys, cash business, they keep the mind. And the text man is blind.
Petrol,
But, like, it's so tricky because it's, like, it is so tricky. You know what I mean? It's so tricky, but... because already you've broken a law by being in a country illegally. You're a crime in the country, you know what I mean? So,
the case took place in July 2008. The guy's name is Joachim Scotch, something like that.
How much? Where is he from and how much did he get paid by RAF?
He's a Swiss resident and he got paid 500 million.
Wow. Not Scandinavian, Swiss. I thought Sweden. Swiss.
Wow.
Yeah, 500 million.
That's
but it was a rich cunt from that side.
Mm.
Yeah. Anyway, heard about that story. Do you want to say something about it, or are you just making us aware?
No, I wanted to raise it and just hear your guys' opinions.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks. Shout out to you, man.
Yeah.
On a sad note, R.I.P. to Mpho, the actor.
Oh,
yeah,
the actor.
Mpho Sibing.
Yes.
Yeah. You almost shared the camera with him. But what happened to him? Before I get into that,
I was involved in a car accident. Please find the story there.
Oh, damn! Yeah. The irony of the past conversation.
What happened with me and Mpho?
You almost shared a scene with him.
When?
But I did. Yeah, remember that cameo we were supposed to play? What's number code? Ekoval dialing
031.
01. Ekoval
013.
016. Utoval. I think it's 016, right?
Val code, yeah?
Yeah. Dialing code. So I think it's 016. So there's a show coming up. Mm. Lumonka told me, it's going to drop.
Yeah, 016.
Yeah. 016 Radio. So it's a radio station in the Val. So there's a whole TV show, which is... I don't know if it's going to be one of Mpho's last shows or one of the last shows he did and they were working on this year. And it's about a radio station. Remember Backstage or SOS, where there's a radio station and the whole thing is based around that thing or an...
A whole entity of art.
Mm. Yes, so that's shows based around that radio station. And you and I had a cameo on it. You couldn't make it, but I was there and I shared a scene with him.
Wow, how was he, bro?
Fucking great guy, bro.
Wow, great energy, ne?
Oh, great energy, bro. Great, chilled, humble, man, great, wholesome guy. And I'm not saying this because it's passed on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If he was a dick, I'd just go, it was okay. Mm. But he was a really, cool dude, bro. Mm. Such a cool dude, man. I come up for the episode. It's a cameo at a bar where I was talking to his girl, whatever, and he sees we were supposed to be together. He sees the podcast, like, yo, podcast, what's going on, bro? Yeah, shut up, man, whatever. But he's a great guy, genuinely amazing character, bro. Like, yo.
It always fascinates me when we meet guys like that in the industry that are like us, you know, just chilled.
Very chill.
It's like, you exist as well. Like, shit.
Yeah, it's also like a unicorn, like spotting a unicorn, right?
Yeah.
It's not none of like the forceful, fake.
I love your show.
Or ego.
Hey, no, I love your show.
Do that. No, but the numbers prove that maybe a lot of them do love the show.
No, they don't, bro. None of them do, bro.
No, what do you mean? Like, people watch the show. Like, a lot of folks, like,
how do you think we've got to these numbers? Some don't even
say. No, I'm talking about celebrities, guys. What are you guys talking about?
They watch.
Please.
But the show's hot, bro.
Oh, Mac, you'll be surprised.
Anyway, okay, let's move on. You're saying Fetch.
Yeah, come on, man.
They watch.
Too tired for this argument.
That's why you booked. That's why you got a job at SABC.
A lot of them secretly are closet lovers. Like, yeah, what was that? I will watch the show.
You're getting too excited because I say fine. He's getting too excited.
No, but a lot of them are closet fans. Like, I'm not celebrities, they're closet fans. They love the show.
You had something for Checker?
Yes, Mpho unfortunately passed away in a car accident in Northwest.
Yeah.
Yeah, Northwest. I know Northwest because there was a girl. So this one says it's the girlfriend, right? Mm. This person on Twitter says conversation between girlfriends. So there's this other lady. Her name is also Mpho on Facebook who posted the like she was obviously shattered. And I think she was a very special friend of his. And she posts the screen conversations on WhatsApp. So he's like, yo, I'm coming to your town, really love to see you, etc. And it's Klerksdorp. So he was around those areas. Mm. But people are like, nah, it's not the girlfriend, because you don't say to your girlfriend, like,
yeah,
I would love to see you. I'm coming in your town. You know what I mean? It's obviously like and they were confused, like Abuti, you know, it's obviously a different situation.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, she was around those areas. I know I saw the conversation with him and one of his friends.
Also, RIP to...
Did
you hear about this, man? Thulani Khumalo. So Thulani Khumalo is a spaza shop owner, a father, a son, a husband, a brother, a cousin, a friend who was killed by a syndicate of Somalians because they wanted him to close a shop in the hood.
No. He passed away.
Yes.
No, fuck off, man.
Yes.
He passed away or he posted that they want him?
He passed away.
No, man. Where are you reading this from?
Hobo Group.
Nah.
Fact check it.
Fake news websites, dog.
Is it fake news?
Yeah. The only time the news were actually spread was on X, on Twitter, but there hasn't been any article.
Oh. Okay, wait, guys. So I've been talking to the guy. Fuck, why didn't he send me his numbers now? I want to manage. This guy, man. Okay, think back. Oh, man. Tolani Kumalo, Fosteras, Sharp. Okay. Since Ukulimeng I back 5 days ago, Tolani Kumalo, a black, I want a man, I'm full of Zulu. Tolani Kumalo on Facebook, he says, feeling sad. A black man trying to earn a living in South Africa. Fosleris, please make this trend. South Africa, be aware. 3 months ago, I opened this puzzle shop. And I'm being hunted down by hired men to shoot and kill me. Yesterday, I survived. Today, I'm pleading with you, South Africans, make this trend. Should anything happen to me, it's because I tried to be a spaza shop owner in South Africa as a South African.
Yo.
Extension 25, opposite Rebonteng Primar. When Ushala, F14.
So he's still alive, ne?
Yeah.
Oh, thank goodness. Yo.
Yeah, and opposite of the one thing. It's a thingy. Mm. It's a in. So I saw this, like, yabo, Messi A Cape Town. Nyam text and I was taking tongue. Send the number because funu kuluma na wego podcast to go to what's happening.
Yes.
Because it's not the first time I see a story like this. And yeah. In fact, it seems like it's rife in the East.
Mm.
Please Google Heidelberg, spaza shop owner. Foreigners, killings. Yeah, well, it seems like it's rife that side. So I'm telling him, this guy, Ben, I'm like, bro, I saw your post. Please drop me your number. I want to call you as the podcast. He says, you give me your number.
Mm.
I mean, I'm not just giving you your numbers. I'm a some phone here, man. Especially when you say the post there, I was like, fuck. No way. No, that was fake news.
Okay.
I think the guy is still alive. And I wanted to talk to him and get the truth of what's happening. There was another one in Tembisa also on Twitter.
So how do you guys see if it's fake news or not? Like, how do you tell?
Read the website, Fana. Read the website, please. Please read the website, bro. Hey, man, read the website, man. What's wrong with you, man? Read the website, man. Read the website, man.
Yes, it has been stated by IOL this year in March that there has been a series of shootings happening in Rotunda, which is in Heidelberg.
In Rotunda.
Yes, and there's been a lot of spaza shop owners who have actually been trying to bring some light into it and wanting protection from police.
Who? The spaza shop owners?
The Somalians.
Oh.
Hey.
Yeah, and obviously, when we say Somalians, it's not necessarily like the guys are from Somalia only.
Mm.
It's foreign-owned spaza shops.
Hey, but my friend.
Yeah, but my friend, thank you.
Yeah.
So the background, I remember reading this a few months ago. It's the guys in that township started a forum, right, of local guys who want to get into the spaza shop business. And they were going around. Now, I don't know if they were accompanied by the law, because also even this on its own may not be legal. But going around and checking out if the guys are registered, they've got papers.
Mm.
Yeah, well, since in South Africa, the guys that have the power legally to do these things don't generally do them.
Yeah.
To check if are you legal with the right papers. If you are, it's fine. Keep doing your thing. If they weren't, the guys then chase them away as a community. And then I don't know if some occupied those puzzle shops. I don't know now if were they given their stock back and the guys started afresh. But guys set up their own puzzle shops and then killings started happening, and I think two guys were killed, if not one, and one of them they tried to kill. So they will send someone. The article I remember saying Lesotho nationals, right? So it's other guys from Lesotho, hired hitmen, go to a spaza shop like Sanblano Konomikji, Ngala Mangola, and Nezambak. Yeah, well, and then Mofia, And then the guys were like saying it's foreign spaza shops. And then there was another guy, I tried to look for him now, couldn't find him. Within the same week when that story became big, I think the guy was from Timbisa and he had opened a spaza shop and a shisanyama and a car wash, shisanyama. And he says foreigners came to him and said, yo, bro, lay shisanyama, yeah, you can do it in your car wash. But lay a spaza. You know, shut it down. And it was a South African guy in the township.
Have you heard the same Dudu Kuzi from Foslo? Have you heard the same what Saul's talking about?
Have you heard of the those kind of things happening, like friction between foreigners and locals with spaza shop game?
Yeah, no, we have experienced quite a lot of that, actually. And also, I think it was in 2019, I think, there was a point when, I don't know if you heard about it, Saul, when they were shutting down all these foreign national stores in the township.
There was once a thing where one of those foreigners shot someone. I think that's a kid.
And it started
there. Or something. Yes. And then they went around.
And then everyone started invading all the foreign stores in the township. You know, and then they were closed for a bit of time, you know. But it is an actual thing. There's even people who used to own spaza shops back in the day who are South Africans, they're no longer in business because their businesses died and then the foreign national businesses started thriving.
No.
That happened.
Let's tell the truth, man.
Okay.
That one I mean at your extension
the
to
truth.
A force law.
Okay.
It started some panikuchan. Connest shop basically is Zamazama. Before Zamazama became a mining thing. When Zamazama was still a good term for the TV show, game show, Zamazama is like set the man two time. Yeah. With Nomsanene. Zamazama tuck shop. Now the thing is, it's not because these guys opened business and then the guys collapsed. A lot of our locals were selling these shops to these guys. So maybe you, Mac are making 20,000 rands owning this plaza, and the guy says, listen, we'll pay you 12,000. Rent and maybe or 20, I don't know what the price were entry price was of rent, and you were like, ah shit, I'll make that without lifting a finger. Yeah,
come in.
Yeah, well, yeah, but to speak to her point, you'd also not feel the squeeze because they've opened another shop there and there and there, and their prices are slightly better because they are buying as a bulk.
Yeah.
They are buying as a syndicate. So they go to macro or the big wholesalers and buying impupu that weigh 3 tons and spread these impupus all over. And then you're seeing flames with the price competition. But then also, a lot of people allowed them in the hood because they were going to pay rent. My uncle has got a spaza shop in his... but he never had a spaza. So sometimes that approach people who don't have spaza shops, but they see
the garage. Yeah.
Babo ni garage, babo na a location.
Yeah.
And funny enough, my
uncle... So it's a franchise.
Yeah, it is. Mac,
literally, actually, it's a franchise with different names and different things. Yeah. Yes.
Mac, and then, like when I was
okay, maybe Gassi it's
FM,
the open eyes, not franchise.
When I was in Gassi FM, we did a community town hall thing because it was a whole thing with foreign nationals being killed and blah, blah. We did a whole thing. We realized that they even have a body that, like, there's a big establishment that's like, the head of all of this.
Yes, yes, they've got
in the country.
There's a structure.
There's a structure.
An association.
That's what they used to go to courts.
Yeah.
Court battles
so
and pay for lawyers.
It's quite bigger than, you know, it seems small because it's in the townships, but it's quite bigger than we, like, you know.
How big is the Kasi economy? Like the township economy? No, the spaza economy, yes. It's probably billions, ne?
It is. Yeah. Oh, Kasi.
Ne?
Billions, bro, billions. Like, us people taking single, naming taking single. But every day you're buying bread, you're buying milk, you're buying amapcs. Before there were even malls, guys. Amapcs.
That's the reason why you get malls in the townships, because they saw the money.
Yes,
another thing I'm seeing in the township now, which is a cause for concern, it's these ShopRite containers.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because the guys... The CEOs of that company are earning billions in just bonuses at the end of the year. But they're competing with Ufek Checker, Ispaza, Uzamukvula, Ispaza, Ikas.
it's been stated that there's an estimated, so it's not the exact amount, of 150,000 spazas in South Africa. Ooh. But there's a possibility that there's more. And in a year, each sector makes about 178 billion rands. Yes. And these are the ones that have been...
What do you mean each sector?
Like, compared to ShopRite, your ShopRite Checkers and those that make 150 billion, they make more than your ShopRite. Are big money.
They make more than ShopRite. And
yes, they make more than ShopRite.
And now they sometimes are centralized and, you know, like you say.
Kosi, let's start spazas in Centurion then.
Let's do that.
Let's do them. I've got a garage. Do you have got a garage?
I have a garage. I have a garage.
Oh, you have a double garage. You have a double.
Yeah.
You have a double garage.
So they have a next door.
That's big business, bro. It's big business. So they see the value.
And it's one of those, if you know, you know.
Yes. Yeah. Hence, I don't think we knew. Because we knew that Monis Paisa was from the Sabantana Bako, maybe Patali Pondi, maybe Ubenemoto, Toyota Corolla Nyana, Nepantam Lugio Stalker. That's it. Yeah, well, but they know the real value because they come as a whole conglomerate.
Anyway, all right, so Sete, we off to Kabeka. Yes. Boardwalk Casino, we're coming at you live. I hope you're ready for us. It's going to be absolutely amazing. And then on the 8th of June, we're out in Rustenburg Civic Theatre, Northwest.
Yeah.
15th of June, the last one.
The last one.
At Mnotweni Casino in Bombeni. Yeah.
Mnotweni.
In Mpumalanga.
Mnotweni.
Just before Youth Days. Yeah, Kala, man.
Oh, as Kala. The question is the same, right?
Yeah, bro.
The Khosa in Cape Town is the same as the Khosa in Kabeka.
We will find out. We will find out.
Because the people you'll say, hey, you're a Khubi, you're not a Khosa, you're a Khubi.
Yeah.
You're a Mbondo, you're not a Khosa, you're a Mbondo. Yeah.
But Iyalekwa.
Iyalekwa.
But yeah.
It's Chase. Neglekwa Mbondin. Neglekwa.
But yeah, man, looking forward to Kabeka. We are there this coming Saturday. Tato, is your visa ready? For Kabeka.
Are you ready to stand?
We are ready.
I'm good. Are you ready to stamp drop your visa? Stamp your authority. So he stamps his authority in this relationship. Stamp your authority in the relationship.
And now, then, remember, when you asked Marco to come on stage, he said, maybe we can have a discussion after they reach 11,000 followers on Instagram. And guess what?
They reached
it. Behold.
Oh, wow. Check.
She didn't say. She didn't say anything.
We must have the discussion.
Ati. You must get Kentucky.
That's fry. There's something about Kentucky and the home of Jack. No, we said we promised to go to Kentucky to the home of Jack Daniels.
And maybe do
a podcast there or something.
Well, it's expensive to go to America. Yeah. And the whole team, bro. Yeah, but anyway. Okay. I'm not missing anything else, ne?
No.
Now.
All right. Okay, so fine, we'll see you Saturday. We out of here. Podcast and chill.
Peace. Boom. Peace.